Unit 5. Character Culture.
Reading Passage.
Turn on the TV and you may see a mouse trying to sell you something. Go into an internet chat room and you may see people using monsters as avatars. We're entering an age where characters stand in for us. From businesses to online identities to toys, character culture is taking over. For decades, companies have used characters as mascots. Two famous ones are Tony the Tiger, from the USA, and the Michelin Man, from France. Thanks to modern technology, characters like these have grown into walking, talking spokespeople. We've reached a point where a 3D pig selling us credit cards is perfectly normal. Maybe it's because there are already too many ads featuring real people. Or it could be that we feel less pressure when sold something by a cute character. This shift is also seen in the way we represent ourselves online. On social networking sites, forums, and chat rooms, few people use photos of themselves as avatars. They are more likely to use images of things they like and relate to. Cartoon and movie characters are two popular types. Interestingly, when we see someone using a Snoopy or Mickey Mouse avatar, that becomes the way we imagine the person. Internet friends often comment that it's strange to meet in person. They're used to referring to each other by internet nicknames and imagining people as their avatars. It's a good example of the virtual world becoming just as important as the real world. Connected to these trends is the growth of character toys. They're collected by children as well as adults. Popular ones include characters from comic books, cartoons, and video games. Then there are toys based on original characters created by artists. These designer toys are sold everywhere from convenience stores to clothing shops. You can even have a toy of yourself made. Using several photographs, a specialty company can quickly turn you into a 3D figure. We're becoming comfortable with the idea of listening to, speaking with, and even becoming characters. The next generation of online communities may take this a step further. Instead of 2D avatars, we may have 3D characters standing in for us. We're also likely to see more farm animals and cute monsters selling us things. And of course, there will always be new toys. As character culture grows, the line between the real world and virtual world will continue to blur.